Yo, I'm back. Please enjoy that little musical interlude. We are back. We're back, baby. We are back. And it is your favorite El Paso, Hell Paso's best motherfucking podcast, bar none. This is the Roaming Reigns podcast, the undisputed king of the podcasts in El Paso. And this is episode 45. Today is Saturday, October 17th, 2020. Day 203 of no social media. A thank you. Hold your applause. God damn it. It's going to be raw and uncensored again. So here we are. Welcome. Welcome, Nikki. Welcome, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, England, France, Netherlands, UK. Welcome one, welcome all to the best party in town, the Roman Reigns podcast. Welcome Canada, Ontario, Winnipeg, Saskatchewan, the Western provinces, fucking Alaska. Welcome everyone, Iceland, Greenland, Newfoundland. Welcome East Coast, West Coast, North, South Coast, North Border, South Border. Welcome Mexico, Spain, everyone. Nikki, how about those Ravens, huh? Fancy a new hat. I like the hats, by the way. I got a few snapbacks myself. Anyway, welcome. This is episode 45 of your favorite friendly neighborhood podcart, straight out of the West Texas town of El Paso. We're back live on the bunker. We're back. We're doing it fucking live. A lot of shit has happened this week. Should probably start with, I don't know if it's bad news, but it's somber news. So first things first, before we get to that, I'm going to call this episode, Is Everyone Wearing Their Finger Condom? Make sure you're wearing it. I will explain the genesis, the crux of this episode title in just a bit. But first, some somber news. So my uncle is currently in the hospital. He come down with the COVID-19, the coronavirus, and he's been there for about a week. There's my Uncle Felipe. He's 70 years old, I believe. About 5 or 6 years older than my mom. He was admitted to the ER in the hospital earlier this week. Ironically, I heard earlier in the week, or that same day actually, is my ex let me know that her grandmother was also in the ER, was also hospitalized with COVID-19, so a couple of, I don't want to say bad news because I don't want to be too negative or whatever, but it's certainly not good news to hear right now about my uncle, you know, family, and of course my ex's grandmother, who I met her and she was lovely and she was great at the time when we were together, and to hear that she's hospitalized. And you know, it's ironic that both of them kind of went in on the same day. Ironic, and not in a jokey way or a fucked up way, just how this shit starts. But, and they both, I think, are admitted into the hospital now. And we've heard all week and weeks prior that there's a spike happening again and more people are getting sick or testing positive, getting hospitalized, etc. And so my ex's grandmother, she said she might have pneumonia, and my uncle did the same thing after they were administered those drugs, Remdesivir or whatever, Remdesivir, whatever the fuck that drug is. I'm not really gonna look that up right now. It's kind of a bummer to have to hear that and hear the news that people that I've known have had people hospitalized because of this bullshit. And in the past, I've heard from the homie Alex some other coronavirus scare, so hopefully everything's, you know, better on that front, and a big what's up to them, to the homie, and hopefully your stay down here isn't, you know, I hope there's no regrets, but we weren't expecting to have a spiker, or maybe we were, just people don't give a fuck. I mean, I'm not going to apologize for other people, but just kind of been thinking about my uncle in that respect. And of course it's affected my mom, that's her brother, and everyone else in the family, and they're calling the hospital and trying to see how he's doing. He's, the last time that she mentioned it is he was awake and alert and everything, but the nurses there say that he's exhausted, and you know, they let him sleep and they check on him and they administered the medication. And I mean, well, he's 70 years old and he has hypertension or high blood pressure, but no other bad conditions that we know about. But yeah, it's one of those things. So it's made me worry about my mom again. As it stands, she didn't really go out that much, but I'm not going to let her go out again. I'm going to have to do the errands again as per usual. I don't mind it, but especially not now. It's just been a little heavy this week with those news. And the same goes for my ex's grandma's. You don't want to, never want to hear that people who are at risk because they're old, having to end up in the hospital and you know, it being touch and go. So hopefully it's all, you know, slow going, but good news, hopefully, and hope that they both recover. And my mom has certainly, quite religious, has used this time of introspection to, you know, kind of soothe her brother with, you know, some kind words and prayers and everything. The same for my ex's grandma. My mother and her met, and you know, she remembers her and stuff. So just, and let's just not think about, you know, for my sake or my family or my ex's family, just everyone who's still laid out because of this, or if you got it and you recovered, that's cool. But just, I don't know, I can't force stupid motherfuckers to wear masks, but I feel like it helps more than it hurts. So we'll keep them in our prayers. We'll keep doing what we do, wear our fucking masks, wash, stay the fuck away from people. I have no problem staying away from people, no problem at all. But let's hope that this shit just improves before it gets worse. That's what I'm gonna say, is because I don't mind being holed up in the bunker or being away from people. I do miss going to the movies and all the stupid little bullshit, but it's not worth, it's not worth putting my mom in the hospital or my sisters or my nieces or anything. Not worth it. Not worth it to go out to a bar, not worth it to, even if right now they told me, here's a ticket to Red Bank, New Jersey, so you can fly out there, and I'd have to really weigh the consequences, man. Yeah, well, if it was free and everything, of course I would have to weigh it. If it's on my dime and if it's next year, I'll take all the precautions, but I can't really think selfishly now. As ironic as that sounds, and as funny and weird as it sounds to say that on mic, but it's just been, just to keep an even head and even keeled minds is kind of hard. And I try to joke and, you know, be my asshole self on this, but this is a real moment. It's like a bummer. It's, you don't like to see, and my mom doesn't like to show it, so she won't like cry or be destitute or yell or cause a big scene, but I know it weighs heavy on her because it's her brother and she's laid out and she's got her own fears about this shit and just overly sensitive about it. And I understand that I'm the same way. As much as I'm myself, I have a part of that from her, or I'll be hypersensitive and sympathetic, and then I'll have the other half that's, you know, the old man. So there's that duality in my head, and so it just makes me think, like, what if I would be at work now, or, you know, working with the public, or last year, like the haunted maze that we had, and anybody and everybody came in, and their kids and old people and whoever, and now nothing. And I can deal with that. I can deal with the weight of that, of the isolation, of staying away, of breaking the routines that we had, of not going to the gym or whatever. And even that, just like missing all the activities that I used to do, listening to this old podcast, this lost episode that I put up. It's a Spotify exclusive, by the way. But before I switch topics here, just, you know, think about my uncle and my ex's grandma and anyone else that I know who has people who are at risk or have gotten sick or have recovered. Thinking about that. Think about them. And it's kind of a fucked up world we live in now. I didn't want to go this dark or this downer, but just thinking about everybody having a not a crisis per se, but a moment of reflection and introspection. And of course, this whole fucking year we've had that. But I'm trying not to get up in my head right now. So episode 45. Again, I just got to mention that there is a lost episode that I just put up yesterday, and it's a Spotify exclusive. So Alicia, Nina, Britt, Alex, Jules, Sam, Amy, Nikki, whoever listens, wherever you're listening to, if you have an iPhone, if you want to do me a solid, and if you don't, that's cool, but there is one Spotify exclusive episode, and the reason that it's a Spotify exclusive episode is because me and Joe Rogan are homies, so we're actually not. He's still blocked me on Twitter, and it's been years now, and I've never been a huge fan of Rogan. I've seen him on news radio and fucking stand-up and UFC shit, and the only episode of his that I heard was the Kevin Smith one. You all know that, but what we do have in common is he's on the one high end of the spectrum where he's a Spotify exclusive artist, podcaster, and he gets $150 million to move to Austin, Texas. Move to Austin, lakefront mansion. And I'm a Spotify exclusive artist because I figured out how to add music from the Anchor music tool and submit it to Spotify, and they'll upload it and it'll only be on Spotify. So if you do an episode that way, which I figured out how to do, well, I kind of just was toying around with it. So I found a lost episode, which I thought I had this fucking file laying around. I was like, what the fuck? It was 45 minutes of me talking for almost 5 years ago. It's pretty interesting. So if you want to be a completist and sort of experience the beginnings, the humble beginnings of this, go check it out. It's only going to be on Spotify, so it's still going to be on the show feed. So if you have an iPhone and if you have Spotify, just do me that solid. And a review or whatever, or write your reviews to me, tweet. I give out my personal Twitter at the end of that episode and my Instagram, which I haven't used for going on 205 days. It's day 203, but whatever. So if you want to tag that, or if you want to, you know, tag the show at roaming, at roamingreignz on Twitter, or the show's email, dead_rufio@yahoo.com, DEAD_RUFIO. Yes, Hook reference. He died. Spoilers. You can do that. But anyway, if you guys have iPhone, and if you guys enjoy Spotify, or if you have Spotify on your iPhone, check it out. Try it out. You'll be able to listen to that. And if you have Spotify Premium, and this is not an ad read, by the way, I'm just explaining how that works. They don't even pay me to do that, but maybe if I get sponsorships or whatever. That's kind of how much I'm kind of committed and devoted to this, is I'll put out two episodes, an exclusive Spotify one and a regular one, all free to you guys, no charge. But hopefully one day I'll get the loot as Kevin used to say, the ducats, the payola, but we can all aspire to be Joe Rogan, $150 million, have your podcast vetted and edited and shit, whereas I can say, fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck. This pandemic is bullshit. Politics is bullshit. Everything is bullshit. I can say that. I'm not going to denigrate women or anything, at least for the time being, but I can say that, whereas Joe Rogan has a team of people going through his stuff before it goes up, so fun times. I'm more of a do-it-yourselfer anyway, but you see the comparisons. I'm podcasting from Texas. Joe Rogan moved to Texas to podcast. He's making $150 million. I'm making zero fucking dollars, but to me, it's just still, even now, 5 years into this for me, two solid years, or at least almost two solid years of recording since 2018, but I actually started in early 2016. As you'll hear on the Spotify exclusive episode, I'll give dates and notes and bullet points and shit. But it's still mind-boggling to me that you can do something like this, is record something, put it up, and it gets out into the ether, and people all over the world, essentially, like Nikki, like Nina, like whoever the fuck, like whoever you want to tell, whoever you want to share this with, or whatever, or review, it's fine, iTunes review, wherever. It just blows my mind that this can get out there and people can hear, even before the fucking lockdown and the pandemic and all this bullshit. Been social distancing since then, and you'll hear that on the Spotify exclusive episode, episode zero. I acknowledge that I wanted to call this Roman Begins or Roman Is, and then I for that episode, I was like, let's call this Recording in Progress or Recording in Process. So that would have been the third time that I attempted to record something. The first two episodes, the first episode was recorded in late 2015, December or whatever, and then the third one, which I just put up, which had never seen the light of day for fucking 4 years, was from 2016, I think in March, and I talk about how March sucks, and just parallels for today, like March sucks. March is when we were locked down. I've had bad experiences with March. Beware the Ides of March. Some bad shit go down with some chick I used to talk to way back when, and it was around March. It was around Easter. Fucking, so I hate the Ides of March already. March Madness. But I talk about that. I talk about going to the gym. I talk about losing weight. I talk about Valentine's Day. I think I had just left one of my shitty jobs. I'll just give you the broad strokes, but you can listen. So I talk about that. I talk about dreaming about going to the East Coast and going to the first live Tell 'em Steve Dave podcast. And I did do it. And it's there on that episode. You can hear it. And you can hear about me talking about fucking social media narcissists and girls honeypotting and honeydicking. And this, it's kind of weird. And me I talk about when I get excited, I start talking fast. So I'm going to slow it down again. So I talk about me not participating or not feeling a part of the anthill or whatever we called it back then. Not feeling that involved or not feeling a part of anything, or just feeling disconnected as I've always felt. And how I wasn't that entrenched in social media at the time, and look at me now, I'm not at all. It's kind of interesting to hear all that and me griping or bitching about the neighbor's dogs. And I think I still had a mic stand at the time, or I had it with me. Now I'm still using the fucking Walking Dead zombie, the money bank. But at least it's easier with the Chromebook. I don't think I'm going to be using my old computer. It's just too heavy and bulky and annoying. This is better. But I figured out a way to publish this on iTunes for all the purists, all the Alicia and all you guys who only have iPhones and iTunes and iShit. This is how committed I am that I'll put out the exclusive Spotify and the regular one so it can go out across the land on all platforms. And I'm kind of glad I didn't jump in with Amazon podcasts because they probably would have vetted the fuck out of my shit or not published it because I play little clips of music. I've actually been doing this before Spotify integrated this music tool into what I used to record now. But now if you want to do that, then you can't put like listener support or sponsorship on your episode if you publish it solely and strictly on Spotify. Well, the good news is if you can publish music with your episode only to Spotify, and they can put the whole song, if you have Spotify Premium, you can hear the whole song before the episode, hear the episode, and then bookend it with another song, which is what I did on the exclusive. I won't say what the songs are, but if you get a chance to listen, if you hear it, just let me know, text, whatever, reach out. Give me feedback on that. But I do have the Spotify exclusive episode. Maybe I don't know if I should just jump in and just do all Spotify exclusive or do one and one. But I'm going to try it out because I know a lot of you guys do listen on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or whatever the fuck they call it now. And I'm still going to throw in some AOW, just for not for this episode, because I got a lot to talk about, but I haven't forgotten about it. I haven't forgotten about that shit. So the song that I used at the beginning, and this was not what the Spotify tool was, the sounds, because I've been watching, or I did watch all the Scream movies. I went and found Screams 1, 2, and 3. I hadn't gone out to buy movies in a while, and then it kind of spiraled from there, because all Halloween movies are fucking dirt cheap. So I got Scream 1, 2, and 3, and Scream 4 is on Hulu, so I did the marathon, watched those. And now I'm checking out all the Halloweens from the library. And I watched The Thing last night. I have The Exorcist, the version you didn't see in theaters with the spider walk and shit and her jamming a crucifix in her, into her hoo-ha. I've got those, got Drag Me to Hell, and then I bought some cheapies from Walmart. So I got Candyman. I got this, the one that I was like, I better get it because it's a deal. It's two movies from the 80s starring the Munsters. So I've been watching the Munsters series on Peacock. So I saw that. I'm like, two fucking Munsters movies from the 1980s for $5. That's a deal. So I kind of got the buyer's remorse. So I'm probably only going to hold on to the little few. And these movies, by the way, except for the Scream collection, which was $10. These other, like Candyman and stuff, were like $3.74. So that's not that bad, but I might consider whatever they don't have at the library, I'll see if I can find it at Walmart for dirt cheap. If they do have it at the library, I'll just check it out. So I've got all the Conjurings coming. I've got all the Annabelles coming. I've got Curse of La Llorona, I think, is on HBO Max, but The Nun isn't. So The Nun's another one that I'm going to check out. And then some Mike Flanagan movies like Oculus and fucking Ouija, Origin of Evil. Ouija or Ouija? So I've got those. So good times. But before I turn away from the Spotify stuff, it's just, if you guys have iPhone and you have Spotify on there, cool. And just check it out. Let me know what you think. If you only want to listen to this show, if you still listen, and I thank you, Nikki, everybody else, whoever, then pick your platform. But I think I'm going to do one and one. I'm going to try. I just like wish I might go back and get those two episodes, episode 39 and 40, and just throw them up unedited and make them Spotify exclusives. I don't know. And I don't want to sound hoity-toity when I say this. I'm like, it's like I'm the only one that's on Spotify, but to me, it's a big deal. To me, it's like a huge platform. And the fact that I'm not spending any money to do that, I'm fucking Anchor's a godsend. So again, these aren't ads. They're not paying me. No one's paying me to say this. This is through use that I approve of this because I don't have to spend any money. Just time. And I love doing this, but it's pretty fucking cool that you can do this nowadays and not have to break the bank. By the way, I have my coffee here. Thought I didn't, but I do. So I got the buyer's remorse from a couple movies. I've got the Friday the 13th movies that I gotta watch. And the Nightmare, I think I'm only going to watch like maybe the first two Nightmare on Elm Streets because the library doesn't have any. They don't. Well, at my branch, we had all those, but it's closed, so you can't fucking check them out. They're not available to check out. But we had like all the fucking, we had complete collections of all the horror movies, and there they sit, just nothing. Anyway, I'll just watch probably the first two, Nightmare on Elm Street, even though I only like the first one and New Nightmare, the Wes Cravens. I've been on kind of a Wes Craven kick, especially after all the Screams. The Screams are excellent. I'm going to run out of time here in a little bit. I'm going to break it up into two segments again so you guys know the drill. Half an hour, a little interlude, a little ditty, and then I'll come back, do another 30 minutes. I'll just do an hour. I think an hour is pretty good. I'm going to miss talking about AOW, though, but I hope they come back. I really do. I'm not fucking being facetious. I'm not being fucking weird. I want them to come back. I hope, mark my fucking words, I hope that AOW does come back. Even if they don't put me on their fucking thing, even if they talk shit about me for the rest of my natural life, I don't give a fuck. I hope they come back. And I hope they don't hold anything back either. It's kind of weird, some of the stuff that I talk about in this old episode that I found. Like, I think more women should be in film, art, podcasting, or whatever. I think at first I laughed at it when I heard it, but now I'm like, I still think that way. And I don't want to sound like a pushover, like a fucking feminist, whatever. You guys want equality? Fucking make it happen. Put shit out there. Before I run out of time, I've also stumbled upon another fan Ant Hill Ant podcast. Well, I didn't stumble upon it. See, I got excited again. I didn't stumble upon it. I'd known about it. I'd never heard, listened to an episode. But it was just, I'm just going to mention this, and then I'm going to take a break, and then I'm going to come back. But if you're going to talk about political current events, current issues, important stuff, serious stuff, and this is not an express opinion of myself, this is what this fan podcast was discussing one episode, and it just, I scoffed so much I had to turn it the fuck off, and I'll probably never listen to it again. But if you're going to delve and wax intellectual about current social political climates, social clash, social upheaval, whatever, and I'm not just trying to puff up my chest and be chief about it, but if you're going to talk about political issues like Black Lives Matter, etc., police brutality, you probably shouldn't do it when you're fucking high as a kite. Just a little advice, don't do that shit when you're high or drunk or on drugs. Do it sober. And I'm not saying anything about that just because I'm sober now or I'm not straight edge, but please don't do that. Try and do things with a clear head. It's hard enough for me to do this sober, so I can't imagine you delving into Black Lives Matter stuff high as a fucking kite. So don't do that. Don't be a dummy. Don't be a dope. Don't get blottoed. So I'm running out of time here, so I'm going to discuss my bullet points when I come back. I'll just take a little breather. I'll rearrange this podcast and it'll go up in a bit. And I'm kind of glad I didn't stumble that much. So enjoy a little sweet interlude, and I will return in just a moment. Al rato. I'll be back. Yo, now we're back. That was Cup of Coffee by the Novocaines. The only reason I know that song is because, again, I've been on a fucking Scream kick. I've been watching Screams 1 through 4. So, this song and the song you heard at the top of this episode are on the Scream 4 soundtrack. And I've been playing the fuck out of that song from The Sounds. The Sounds is a band from Sweden. Female singer, synth, rock. And I like Swedish death metal, but I've never heard a Swedish rock band like this. And it's pretty fucking awesome. So the song is called Something to Die For, and then this is also on the Scream 4 soundtrack. And when I get obsessed about shit like this, I play the fuck out of songs. So, in case you haven't heard, I am fond of music. Quite fond. So let's get back into this. I'm gonna get a little hand sanitizer here. It's just a habit. No, it's a habit. My hands aren't as fucking dry anymore, but... which leads me to a little anecdote earlier this week. So I voted this week, and hopefully you guys are registered, and hopefully you guys are planning on fucking voting. Otherwise, you can't bitch about it the next 4 years. So it was super Thursday for me. I would have gone on Tuesday, but I saw the lines and the wait times, and I hate people. This was even before my uncle fell ill and ended up at the hospital. He came down from Colorado and was living in Ciudad Juarez, by the way. Ciudad Juarez. And I guess he came over to use the bank here, an ATM, went back and fell ill. So you just never know. I know that Juarez has spikes of coronavirus too, so we don't want to point fingers or blame, but it's just, you know, you just never know with this bullshit. So before I get to the voting stuff and my voting experience, which is hilarious, just if you guys are on the fence about getting a flu shot, just fucking get it. It's not that expensive. Just get it. Wear the mask. I know it sucks. It believe me, it sucks. It sucks being sequestered in the bunker most of my waking hours, but I'd rather do this than have to deal with the dire consequences. So, and the PSA. Anyway, so I went to vote on Thursday before I even learned that my uncle was ill. I wasn't sure if I wanted to go vote on the very first day of early voting, because this is where everyone puffs up their chest. Again, with that fucking analogy. Yes, I've been referencing the tidbits, the TESD. By the way, in an episode from 4 years ago, I mentioned the phrase TESD, so another incentive for you to go to Spotify and listen to the Spotify exclusive episode. All right, enough of that shit. And then, yes, I have a vitamin C drop. Kind of need it. And also, the weather is fucked up right now. It's like chilly and cold, and like today is going to be 90, and then at night it's going to be fucking 50, so... at least this isn't Colorado. Fucking snow and shit. This is a perfect town to live in for winter. But anyway, back to the show. So early voting is where everybody, where the young kids or whoever, like, I just registered to vote. This is going to be my very first election. I'm going to make a difference. Fine. I personally would have no problem with curbside voting and shit, but I don't want to drive way the fuck to the middle of the city, to City Hall or to the courthouse to fucking touch a tablet. So there is a high school about 2-3 miles away, a new one, which is where this zip code has expanded to and is now incorporated with. So that was one of the closest early voting locations for where I am, for where the bunker is, my mom's house, etc. Whereas before, we would vote at my niece's elementary school, but now it's this place. So I didn't go on Tuesday. I thought maybe I can go to the library where I've been checking out stuff, but they open at 10, and I know it's going to be a disaster because that part of town is a fucking mess. Non-stop traffic, non-stop people. So I decided I'd wait. Tuesday went, came and went, decided I'd wait. Wednesday came and went, decided I'd wait. By the way, I watched the presidential town hall. The one with the president, I watched it after I voted. So I watched it Thursday, Friday. I think I watched it yesterday. So I voted Thursday, watched it yesterday. Watched some of the Biden. I watched their debate. It was a disaster. And then I watched the SNL parodies and the Bill Burr SNL stuff. It was fucking excellent. And it's great as a Bill Burr fan. Before I get back to the voting, if you haven't seen SNL with Bill Burr, fucking watch it. It's hilarious. Classic. And as a fan of his Monday morning podcast and his comedy since, I want to say since he's, not since he started, since he's been doing it for like probably 14, 15 years, maybe longer. But I officially started listening to him in like 2011, 2012. So listening to Bill go from that to grinding, to being on the road, to being a road comic, opening act, to being on Breaking Bad, The Mandalorian, movies and shit, to now being on SNL, and to watch him be on Crashing with Pete Holmes and all those, which I gotta watch The King of Staten Island, just because of Bill Burr, not because of Pete, whatever the fuck. The fuck is his name? The guy from SNL, the kid. He was dating Ariana Grande, whatever the fuck his name. Gollum, I forget his name. Pete. Staten Island Pete. I'm gonna have to Google this now. Pete Davidson. Oh, there he is. Pete Davidson. But anyway, Bill Burr on SNL was the shit. Glad for him. And then it's still funny and weird that he does SNL. By the way, the Jack White stuff on that SNL episode, fucking badass. So I think it's on Hulu, so do yourself a favor. Alicia, whoever, watch it. But to see Bill on SNL and then to be able to listen to him on the following Monday talk about his experiences on it, and then Thursday, it's still kind of crazy how he still does a podcast, and he loves a podcast and he relies on it. Maybe as some sort of therapy, but also a way to connect and stay connected to his fans. And he's even got the fucking F is for Family shit on Netflix and The Mandalorian and everything. And he's doing an indie film with comedian Steve Byrne, who was on Tell Him Steve Dave. And then now he's on fucking on the Bill Burr podcast. So holy shit. 6 degrees of all this shit coming together. But anyway. You guys listen to the new TESD, you'll hear Steve Byrne. You listen to the Monday morning podcast, you'll listen to Steve Byrne talk to Bill. And before I get to what I was talking about, which I forget. Oh, the respect for Bill Burr still doing a podcast and being so successful. And I don't do this for, obviously not for money, because I'm not making any money, but it would be cool. For fame, not really. I don't know. I just love it. It's therapy. It makes me feel good. But anyway. Yeah. So. The podcarding. I totally fucking blanked out. I fucking blanked out. Oh. Well, I was going to talk about the early voting and stuff. But I'll get back to that. So. Before I stop with the news and everything, so I've officially taken a COVID test 5 times this year. 5 fucking times. And next Wednesday will be number 6. And thankfully they've been negative all this time, so I don't know what to say. I'm just that fucking paranoid. But whatever I gotta do. If I gotta keep my mom in here and be the fucking avatar in the world, fuck it, I'll do it. And sadly, still, I can't have the kittens. We had this discussion, so the final consensus is no kittens. My heart breaks. But yeah, so the voting, my voting experience. And you guys all should register to vote and vote. And vote for whoever the fuck you want. Doesn't really matter to me. Not going to judge you as long as you don't judge me. But who I voted for is none of anyone's fucking business. I'll just leave it at that. My older sister voted. I think I voted first, and then she might have voted the later that same day, Thursday. So my experience, go to this brand new high school that I've never been to that my niece, I believe, wants to go to. Her dad lives around there or something. It's a nice area, but it's crowded as fuck, man. I hate these McMansion neighborhoods. They're so artificial and fake and just whatever, man. But there's a high school there. I didn't even know there's a Sonic and a fucking Little Caesars there. Way closer than the ones I'm used to going. But I go in there, I park. I park next to a car that has all these American flags. The little mounts coming off the windows. And the fucking bumper stickers with God Bless Trump and all this. And shitting on the left and saying I'm right wing and proud. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I didn't even bother like taking a picture of it or anything or flipping it off. I'm like, I don't have time for this. I'm just going to go in to vote and get the fuck out. So I get out of the car, I mask up. I bring my ID because you need it. And I see a lot of other people just like a deer in the headlights. They don't know where to go. I've never been there, but I know just follow the fucking signs going through the front. So I go in, and before I'm the first one to get through the double doors at this auditorium, high school auditorium, and there's a girl at the door. I say, good morning, hello. I still want to try and be civil and not be a prick. They hand you the voting kit. It's a little bag. It's got the I voted sticker. See, I got excited again. It's got the I voted sticker. It's got a Q-tip. It's got two wet towelettes or disinfecting little hand towel things, like the ones they give you at Buffalo Wild Wings or wherever the fuck people eat wings, Applebee's. It's got a strange white tiny circle in there, like a latex circle. It looks like the world's smallest condom. And I look at it, I'm like, no fucking way. So I look in there, I didn't open anything, not until I almost got to the machine. So I get up to the front, I give the lady who's there. Well, actually, I'm waiting because some fucking idiot in front of me, and I have to say this, I didn't say it out loud, but this woman in front of me goes there, and apparently she'd never registered to vote, and she thought, oh, I could just show up and fucking vote. That was a fucking hassle. They had to register her and shit. So they let me go next. I put my ID on the little thing. They pick it up. They look at my address. Sure enough, I'm fucking registered. All I got to do is sign on the fucking tablet, which normally I would just put an X, but I just scribbled an N and my name. Ugh, yeah, I know. So I sign it. After I do, there's two ladies at the table. And then they guide you off to the next voting stations and shit. So the two ladies there, the lady that was helping me asked me to sign, so I did. And then the one next to her, this older, whiter, the whitest lady you've ever seen. White. Not curmudgeonly, not super, but cranky. She saw me sign the tablet with my bare finger, and who gives a fuck? They have hand sanitizer there. They have everything. I have hand sanitizer in the car. Anyway, I sign it and go to the voting machine. They give me the Scantron or the big ballot sheet that's printed with my name. You put it in, make your selections. I was probably the one that was out of there the quickest because I already knew, except for the local congresswoman or Senate seat. Escobar, that's the only one that I'm going to give any opinion on, even though in that race it was the same party, just two different women. But fuck Veronica Escobar. Fuck her. That's all I'm going to say. And if you don't live in Texas or you don't give a fuck, that's fine, but just fuck her. But anyway, enough politics. So as I was walking to the machine prior to putting in the paper ballot and printing shit out and blah, 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 the older white lady saw me sign my name on the tablet just to verify that my address and precinct and everything was correct. She proceeds to announce in a very loud, old, white, curmudgeonly lady voice, is everyone wearing their finger condom? Did everyone put on their finger condom? She probably only said this once, but I might have heard it differently. I wanted to fucking laugh, or I did laugh under my mask. She didn't hear it, but I wish I had this microphone. I wish I had my phone recording at that time, because I'm not even doing it justice the way that she announced it with a fucking straight face. Is everyone wearing their finger condom? I was like, this is so fucking ridiculous. I get it. They give you a finger condom. They couldn't just give everyone a fucking glove or two gloves. A finger condom. It's like they cut. Well, it's not. They didn't cut it. It's essentially a finger condom. It's like you cut the finger off of a latex glove and then you slip it on your finger. I don't understand why they couldn't just give you a full glove. There's somewhere that actually produces these tiny little finger condoms. But the way that this old lady said it, like, it's normal. Like, a finger condom is a normal thing. And I get it. And I did put it on and use it when I was on the machine. But they didn't say, like, all right, put this on before you fucking sign on the tablet. Who gives a fuck? They had Lysol. They had somebody actually walking around that little area spraying the air with fucking Lysol. Now, if you inhale Lysol or Febreze or anything like that, it's not good for your lungs. It's noxious. You're not supposed to do that. But there was somebody spraying Lysol into the air. Lysol's for surfaces. But they were spraying Lysol into the fucking air. I hadn't seen a can of Lysol since I was working at the library 6 months ago. And now we just buy bleach and water it down with water, and that's how we disinfect stuff. That's our Lysol. At least for me. Because buying Lysol is expensive. Anyway. There was a girl, one of the volunteers there, spraying fucking Lysol into the air as you're walking into the fucking, walking to the voting machines. And it wasn't like it was a close space. They had two doors open to the auditorium so you can walk in. The tables were to the left where you get all your gear and shit. And then the machines were to the right. And then the exit's right there. So cast the ballot. Put the ballot into the ballot box and dip out. And the whole thing took maybe not even 10 minutes. And online and everywhere and on the news, I'm hearing like, oh, fucking people waiting for hours to vote, people, blah, blah, blah. Fuck that. If you know where to go, you're not going to spend hours waiting to vote. Or if you know when to go, you can probably vote right now. The polling places are open noon to 5 Saturday, so why the fuck would you spend hours? Unless you want to get away from work, or unless you can get away from work, fuck it. But I'm not going to waste all that time there. I don't want to be around people. The whole experience took about that long. Even beat some of the people walking up and into the voting, the early voting place, because they didn't know where the fuck to go into the building, so they just followed me, but fuck it. I haven't seen a weird bunch of people voting, just mostly women. There was a couple there. There was only one other guy, and then maybe like a younger, skinny dude behind me, but that was it. And the volunteers are obviously all the older generation. But yeah, finger condom lady. I wish I could have had a conversation with her. But that's it. That's all it took. Not even 5-10 minutes. And then after that, I went to the library to pick up my scary movies that I put on hold. And at that other library, they also had early voting was about to commence. Or it did at 10. And there was a fucking line. A line that wrapped all the way around the park. And the splash pad, this like water summer splash area. People are waiting. They can't go anywhere else. They literally can vote anywhere. Why would you fucking congregate and wait with other people? And they weren't socially distanced either. Couldn't handle that. But on the plus side, well, the minus side was that as I was driving there, there's a fucking radar cop inside one of the neighborhoods, and I saw the prick right away. So two times, actually, like once driving to the library and another one driving away from it. So both times I like stealthily flipped them off as I was driving by, because the fucker, I'm driving a red car, so I know that motherfucker wanted to pinch me, but fuck him. I'm not going to lie and say, oh, I love all cops. I do. Especially not the ones that are just trying to get your money, because the city needs fucking money. Fuck him. I don't have any money, but just doing his job, right? Except out here, where shit happens. But anyway. So, yeah, I saw that shit show at the second library. At this, no, not the second library. The library that I usually go to. on the plus side, so I was only there to pick up like four movies because I told the lady who came out after I called, I'm like, I'm here to pick up some stuff. I only have four movies that I can get because I'm still finishing Titans. I actually finished the 10th episode of Titans just earlier, so I only have like five more episodes to go before I can finish the fucking thing. So I'm watching that and The Sopranos and horror stuff. Haunting of Bly Manor on Netflix. Ash vs. Evil Dead. Stranger Things season 2. I need to continue. Probably going to watch The Exorcist today. But yeah, so the lady at the library is like, so are you going to return anything? I'm like, no, I thought the book drop was only open on Fridays. She's like, no. It's open Thursday. I'm like, okay, I didn't know that. So I was like, I'll just take the four. So she comes out and then she's like, do you want to just take all of them since we have to send them back? So I had some other stuff on hold, but since I wasn't able to check everything out, she just said that they send everything back. So for some reason, she gave me all the fucking movies that I had on hold. So it's 10 movies. So now I have 12 things checked out, which is pretty cool. I don't think all the ladies there do that stuff, but this one did. So I guess because they're bored or whatever, they just want to have shit to do, but. So I got those movies. I think I watched Dracula. I think I'm going to watch the Universal Classic movies on Peacock for my trial runs up. I try to get a Shudder trial, but there's nothing good on there. So I don't know. I want to see. I want to start the Halloweens. I won't get past Halloween 5 because Curse of Michael Myers and all the other shitty ones. I had the Curse of Michael Myers, but I sold it. I had a bunch of fucking movies. I had Jason Goes to Hell and Jason X, the double. I got it for like $2 at fucking Walmart. And now I can't find that motherfucker anywhere. And the cheapest you can find it is like $7. I bought it. I swear to God, I bought it for like $1, $2 at Walmart for both of those movies. Like back in the day. And now shit's expensive. Fuck. What else? Oh, okay. So I got a couple minutes left. The early voting kit comprised of Q-tip, wet towel, finger condoms. So hold on to your finger condoms, kids. Hold on to your finger condoms and your butts. The Thing. I watched The Thing last night. It was pretty fucking awesome. Pretty fucking great. The Circumstances, though. So the living room TV was available because my younger sister took my younger nieces to watch Nightmare Before Christmas at the fucking movies after learning that my uncle's in the hospital with COVID-19, sick from coronavirus. He still brings the girls to the movies. I think that's kind of fucked up, like not considering my mom's health, but what can I do? It's not my house. What would you do, faithful listener? Would you give her some shit? I want to give her some shit. But I think she's just waiting for somebody to give her shit because she's like that. Also, she's 34, so. She's a lot more moody than I remember, but why? Why would you? Oh, and I think last week or the week before, she took him to see Beetlejuice. I fucking have Beetlejuice here. I could rent Beetlejuice. I can rent any fucking movie you want from the library for free. Nope. I get it. $3. Go to the movies. Concessions are cheap. Orale. Concessions are cheap. I haven't even gone to see fucking Tenet. Tenet tanked probably, but I'm not going to the fucking movies. I was tempted since they're going to show Scream in theaters, and I never saw that in theaters, but I can't. Cannot. I have my own pop. I can fucking make my own popcorn here. Buy the raw kernels, buy the fucking popcorn oil. Just, yes, I miss it. Live comedy and shit. People are like, I want to have stuff to do, motherfuckers. Just have a little bit more patience. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying just fucking, you know, you shouldn't live your life or you, blah, blah, blah. Live your life. I wish I could live my life, but my life consisted of going to the movies or buying used movies and shit or reading or going in public and walking around and shit, and now I can't even do that. Well, I do that. I just don't do it around people. I don't do it in public squares. I do it out here in the desert because, you know, I don't trust people to be aware of other people or aware enough to stand back or wear the mask or anything. And I was tempted with the gym too, but I can't. Even if they said, come back, you get a free membership. What the fuck? There is no guarantee that about anything. They could clean the fuck out of everything, but I don't know. I don't know. This fucking fucks with my mind, man. This fucks with my mind. And all because of Nightmare Before Christmas and Beetlejuice. And going to the fucking movies, which I miss. And there's a drive-in porno theater near here, but why don't they show regular movies? They would make a killing right now at a drive-in. Not porno, but I don't know. I have visited drive-in movies, but not recently. Drive-in comedy. They're even doing like a drive-by haunted house thing, the local radio station, and a drive-by fucking... Well, they've always done a Halloween parade, but now I don't know if they're going to do that. It's outdoors, but they're canceling high school sports. They're canceling the local college, my alma mater, the UTEP game today, because the team they're playing against, Louisiana, they tested positive. The school districts where my nieces go, they're delaying them coming back because there's been spikes. So what the fuck? It's like George Romero's crazies out there, fucking Dawn of the Dead or Night of the Living Dead. What the fuck's happening? Well, this shit devolved pretty fucking quick, didn't it? I don't know. What are you going to do? What can you do? I could probably play an outro from Scream 3. Yeah, Scream 3 is not the best movie, but the killer's name is my name. And the Creed song, it's cool when you see it at the beginning. I don't know. Cotton Weary, fucking Liev Schreiber. His first foray was that. I don't know. Vote, wash your hands, wash your ass, keep your mask on, make it through. I want to make it back to fucking Red Bank. Keeping it spooky. Overdose Full Sad is upon us. Maybe I'll make something spookier. Go check me out on the Spotify exclusive if you can. I don't know. It's hard to keep it sane. It's hard to keep it aight. But I'm just going to say I shall return. I'm trying to keep it together. And go vote. All right? So, until then, El Paso's best motherfucking podcast, bar none, undisputed. I shall say al rato, vato, orale. Yeah.